Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
You want to step into my world? It's a social psychotic state of bliss. You've been delayed in the real world. How many times have you hit at me? Your cat can't show disfiguration. I want to laugh myself to death. With a big fight, so that's with a big configuration. I'll hold the line while you gasp for breath.
You want to talk to me? You wanna 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 talk to me? Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Welcome to the Cancer Experience. I am Cancer, your host, and thank you for tuning in tonight. This is the first Cancer Experience of 2002. I haven't done a show in a little while, and that was due to the fact that I was on vacation. Yes, I have been on vacation for the past 3+ weeks, and I enjoyed the living hell out of it. I spent a good deal of my time practicing the white man elitist sport of skiing. That is, when my Phoenix, Arizona desert body was not freezing its ass off. Why anyone would choose to live in an area where it snows is beyond me. It's almost as much of an enigma as those pesky Canadians. Well, a lot has happened since I've been off the airwaves, and I thought I'd share with you an interesting story. Chances are you've already heard it, unless you're like me and pay absolutely no attention to what's going on in the outside world. But the following is a story off of abcnews.com. January 7th, Washington. A California high schooler managed to bilk more than 1,000 online investors of more than $1 million and hid it in a casino account, the Securities and Exchange Commission stated. Cole A. Bartimo, a 17-year-old still living with his parents in Mission Viejo, California, allegedly promised to pay investors from 125% to 2,500% return by betting investor funds on sporting events. As part of a settlement reached with Bartimo, the SEC said it has recovered nearly $900,000 of investor funds that he kept in Costa Rica. Now, I would like a list of these 1,000 investors that this kid swindled. You know, I do have some amazing investment opportunities that, well, I'd like to share it with them. This article also says that the kid collected more than $1 million and that the SEC has only recovered $900,000. What did the 17-year-old spend the other $100,000 on? All right, well, the mind boggles. Let's go ahead and start out tonight's show. I think you're gonna love it. One day, Farmer Jones was in town picking up supplies for his farm. He stopped by the hardware store and picked up a bucket and an anvil. Then he stopped by the livestock dealer to buy a couple of chickens and a goose. However, he now had a problem. How was he going to carry all of his purchases home? The livestock dealer said, "Why don't you put the anvil in the bucket, carry the bucket in one hand, put a chicken under each arm, and carry the goose in your other hand?" "Hey, thanks," the farmer said, and off he went. While walking, he met a little old lady who told him that she was lost. She asked, "Excuse me, but can you tell me how to get to 1515 Mockingbird Lane?" The farmer said, "Well, as a matter of fact, I live at 1520 Mockingbird Lane. Let's take my shortcut, go down this alley. We'll be there in no time at all." The little old lady said,
"I'm a poor, lonely widow without a husband to defend me. How do I know that when we get into the alley, you won't hold me up against that wall, pull up my skirt, and ravish me?"
The farmer said, "Holy smokes, lady. I'm carrying a bucket, an anvil, two chickens, and a goose. How in God's name could I possibly hold you up against that wall and do that?" The little old lady said,
"Shut the goose down, cover him with the bucket, and put the anvil on top of the bucket. I'll hold the chickens."
What did you like better, Jedi or The Empire Strikes Back?
Empire.
Blasphemy.
Empire had the better ending. I mean, Luke gets his hand cut off, finds out Vader's his father, Han gets frozen and taken away by Boba Fett. It ends on such a down note. I mean, that's what life is, a series of down endings. All Jedi had was a bunch of Muppets.
If time has taught me anything, it's that you really have to watch out for those horny old widows. All right, up next is Scarlett's first appearance in tonight's show.
This one is so tacky, it's funny. This girl and her boyfriend go to a bar. They're alternating buying rounds of drinks. When it's the girl's turn to buy a round, she tells him that she's heard of a wonderful new drink he simply must try. She returns with the usual half of lager for herself. For him, she has two glasses. One contains a measure of Bailey's, the other lime juice. She instructs him, "Okay, what you gotta do is, you gotta swig the Bailey's, hold it in your mouth, and then throw in the lime juice and swill it around." He looks a bit dubious, but she's very enthusiastic, so he decides to give it a go. First, the Bailey's. Lovely, smooth, creamy, warm feeling in his mouth. Then he takes the lime juice and swills it around with the Bailey's. T plus 0.1 second, the cream in the Bailey's curdles. T plus 0.3 seconds, boyfriend's face turns the color of fresh lime juice. T plus 0.6 seconds, boyfriend calms his stomach and swallows the grunge. T plus 1.5 seconds, she whispers in his ear, "Blowjobs revenge."
"What are you doing hanging around?"
"Well, we're here to pick up chicks."
"Excuse me?"
"We figure abortion clinics are a good place to meet loose women. Why else would they be here unless they like to fuck?"
Here's a few telltale signs that indicate you've hired the wrong clown for your party. By the end of the party, he's got every damn kid doing the pull my finger trick. The clown car must be started with a breathalyzer device. Props for his disappearing trick, a moving van and your widescreen TV. He scares the holy hell out of the kids during his severed limb trick. He tells the kids that he killed Barney in a blood match in Newark. He didn't bring any balloons, but he managed to twist your dachshund into other animal shapes. He prefaces each trick with, "Here's a little number I learned in the joint." The Pee-wee Herman impression that he's doing is not quite what you were expecting. He wears a t-shirt that says, "Drug-free since March." He seems more interested in squirting seltzer into his scotch than into his pants. A sad clown is one thing. A clown who spends the entire party with a gun to his temple is another thing entirely. His business cards include the phrase, "From the mind of Stephen King." The price list includes lap dance and around the world. And the final sign that you might have hired the wrong clown for your party, all the balloon animals are ribbed and lubricated.
No! No? No! It is not hands that call us. It is desire.
This next bit I couldn't help but laugh at. It's no secret that I'm a little bit of a recluse and I like to spend a good deal of time alone. In fact, I probably spend 99% of my time alone, so when I heard this next one, it really, really cracked me up. Sam had been in business for 25 years and finally got sick of the stress. He quit his job and bought 50 acres in Alaska, as far away from humanity as possible. He sees the postman once a week, and he gets groceries once a month. Otherwise, it's total peace and quiet. After about 6 months or so of almost total isolation, someone knocks on his door. He opens it, and there's a big, bearded man standing there. "My name's Ned, your neighbor from 40 miles away. I'm having a party on Friday, and I thought you might like to come, right around 5. "Great," says Sam. "After 6 months out here, I'm ready to meet some of the local folks. Thank you." As Ned is leaving, he stops and says, "Well, I gotta warn you, there's gonna be some drinking." "Hey, not a problem. After 25 years in business, I can drink with the best of them." Again, he starts to leave, and Ned stops and turns around. "More than likely, there's gonna be some fighting, too." Sam says, "Well, I get along with people. I'll be there. Thanks again." Ned begins to leave again, but then turns around and says, "I've seen some wild sex at these parties, too." "Now that is definitely not a problem," says Sam. "I've been all alone for 6 months. I'll definitely be there. By the way, what should I bring?" Ned stops, looks him square in the eye, and says, "Whatever you want. It's just gonna be the two of us."
Grinding oppression of the masses is the only policy that pays dividends.
A very confident James Bond walks into a bar and takes a seat next to a very attractive woman. He gives her a quick glance and then casually looks at his watch for a moment. The woman notices this and asks,
"Is your date running late?"
"No," he replies. "Q's just giving me this state-of-the-art watch and I was just testing it." The intrigued woman says,
"A state-of-the-art watch? What's so special about it?"
Bond explains, "It uses alpha waves to talk to me telepathically." Then the lady asks,
"What's it telling you now?"
"Well, it says you're not wearing any panties." The woman giggles and replies,
"Well, it must be broken, because I am wearing panties."
Bond taps his watch and says, "The damn thing's running an hour fast." Okay, well, we're coming up on our first commercial break, but before we go into it, I want to announce and introduce to you our new sponsors here at Vampire Radio. Sponsors are, of course, very important, as Vampire Radio is just about as non-profit as an entity can be. None of us are in this for the money. We do it because we enjoy it. Myself, Scarlett, Doc Webster, Time Warped, Adam, Michael, Brittany, Lowell, Kurgy, Bandit, All the DJs here at Vampire Radio that put together this original programming for you, we do it because we enjoy it, not because there's a paycheck involved. But we do have four new sponsors here at Vampire Radio, and I wanted to introduce them to you. First is Nick Rose. He's a fantasy and horror artist. He has a pretty good collection of vampire and other gothic and horror-related work. You can check him out at nickrose.vampireradio.com. Also, Farron Designs. Their website is farrindesigns.nu. That is farrindesigns.dot.nu. Farron Designs is a very interesting website, but there's a lot of stuff there you want to check out. Original work and original designs you won't find anywhere else on the internet. Also, newly sponsoring Vampire Radio is LordMeyer.com. Lord Meyer sells a full collection of scented candles, handmade candles, and hand-dipped incense. And finally, www.personalsatan.com. That is run by the Reverend Von True, formerly of satannet.com, a longtime sponsor and supporter of vampireradio.com. So please do visit these websites and patronize our sponsors, as they do help bring you this programming. And let's go into our break. Experience the art and wonder of Nick Rose at nickrose.vampireradio.com. Gothic, fantasy, and horror paintings of a unique design are all at your fingertips. If you're looking for the macabre, you'll find it at nickrose.vampireradio.com. You can also find a full collection of vampire prints. nickrose.vampireradio.com. The darker side of the internet. BarbarianDesigns.nu offers a wide selection of services including web design, clothing and jewelry, and several other assorted items. Custom Farian jewels are of the highest quality and handmade to your specifications. Farian clothing offers unique designs not found anywhere else on the internet. FarianDesigns.nu. That's F-A-E-R-I-A-N designs.dot.nu.
The portal for all things dark on the internet is Reverend Von Drew's www.personalsatan.com, the search engine for the satanic, occult, and unknown. Additionally, Reverend Von Drew features the personal witch and warlock, art and poetry, and satanic texts for your satanic pleasure. www.personalsatan.com, where the Satanists go, and a few distraught Christians.
Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? There. Now we feel better.
www.shebitch.co.uk. The Lair of the She-Bitch is an eclectic mix of vampiric content unparalleled on the internet. Vampire stories, poetry, reviews of vampire music and film, and vampire postcards are all features of www.shebitch.co.uk. Members receive special privileges, including access to erotic stories. A unique horror shop offers vampire posters, DVDs, video, and books. www.shebitch.co.uk. The Lair of the She-Bitch. The place where internet vamps gather.
Welcome.to/loop. Loops, the monthly dark wave, shockwave, music zine digest. Each month, music industry news, synopsis, specially selected dark web beats, plus music reviews on various topics. Welcome.to/loop. Images, animation, sound effects, music news, all in an interactive CD-ROM style presentation. Requires the free Macromedia plugin to play. Welcome.to/loop.
VampFangs.com, the ultimate combination to satisfy your every need. Fangs, vampire vixens, chats, and so much more. Come see where everyone really hangs out. Chat with people who understand. Come to the place that no one forgets. www.vampfangs.com and experience just waiting to happen.
Say, Timmy, what's wrong?
I'm afraid I'm going to explode, Daddy.
Oh, don't be silly. Nobody ever spontaneously explodes. My bad. Insufficient information can be devastating to a father and his son. They should have listened to The Freak Show every Sunday night at 6 p.m. Arizona Stupid Time here on www.vampireradio.com. It could save your life.
Welcome back to the Cancer Experience. If you don't know who I am, what the hell are you doing listening to my show? We are a little bit past the halfway mark, but we still got a lot of great content for you. Great new original content for you right here on the Cancer Experience. Stay tuned. A nostalgic message for our Vampire Radio listeners. I remember turning 18 years old, just like it was yesterday. I boldly thrust myself into the world. I moved out of my parents' house and into my first apartment. It's a wonderful feeling, being young, independent, and out on your own. Hey, so what if I'm 29 now, and that was 11 years ago? I can still remember it like it was yesterday. So there I was, 18, my own apartment, making barely over minimum wage. I didn't care. I loved every minute of it. Poverty is okay when you're young. You're so into the whole independent thing that you don't mind if you only have enough gas in your car to go about 4 miles, or that you've eaten ramen noodles 3 days in a row, or if you have to drink cheap, skunky Canadian beer because you don't have enough money for the good American stuff. You live on your own. You, for the first time in your short life, are your own master. It's a good feeling, and it covers up all the other bad stuff that's going on in your life. At least it does for a little while. I don't really remember when or who sent me that first piece of junk mail, but I do know it was when I was 18. It could have been marked resident for all I can recall, but I was happy to get that letter all the same. You see, when you're 18 and get anything other than a bill, you open it gladly. You embrace it. You only get two kinds of mail, bills and junk. The junk is much more enjoyable and preferable. I started filling out those cards and magazines, you know, the ones that say, check all that interests you and we'll send you promotional material. I'd check off the whole card, sometimes 50 boxes. In retrospect, that was quite possibly one of the greatest mistakes of my life. The mail began coming in so fast I couldn't keep up with it. Reams and reams of letters, junk mail from tire companies, magazine offers, dry cleaning ads, and of course, water purification systems. I was 18, like I was going to pay for water. That's absurd. Dry cleaning? I didn't get my first suit until I was 21. Tire companies? I'm 29 and I still don't buy new tires. I never got one piece of mail relating to anything that I actually needed or would have bought. It was all junk. Which is, I guess, why it's called junk mail. I mean, if it was something valuable, it'd be called valuable mail, or maybe you can't live without this mail. Anything but junk mail. But when you're young and ignorant, you don't know any better, even though you think you do. Today, it's a whole nother story. The marketing industries of the world have improved. By 19, I had learned the folly of my ways and stopped with the junk mail. I began throwing it away without ever opening it. But you can't just throw away bills. Now if you want your cable and the Playboy station to remain on, you have to open it. You have to read it. You have to pay it, by God! I don't remember exactly when it first happened. I think it was about 2 years ago. I opened my cable bill and out fell 5, 6, or maybe even 7 pieces of junk mail. I was red with rage. How dare the cable company camouflage junk mail inside of my bills? It wasn't long, and then the phone company and the electric company too, they were doing the same thing. I screamed out, "Stop the insanity!" But the junk mail within my bills kept coming. I had to do something, but what? Then it hit me. I knew what I had to do. The next month, when I opened my phone bill, sure enough, out popped half a dozen ads. I wrote out their check, put it in a nice little return envelope, and sent back every piece of junk mail they sent me. The second month, I had drafted up flyers for all of my personal ventures. That month, I sent out my junk mail to everyone that sent me their junk mail. By the third month, I started opening my regular junk mail again. Anytime I got a nifty little offer for something with a convenient postage-free return envelope, I'd fill it up with my junk mail and send it back to them. They'd end up paying the postage. It was great. I rationalized my actions on several levels. One, if they can share their offers with me, then why can't I share my offers with them? And secondly, I figured the increased mail traffic would help out the Postal Service, who is constantly complaining about email and the internet cutting into their profits. I figured I was doing my part as an American.
I'm an angel. I kill firstborns while their mamas watch. I turn cities into salt. I even, when I feel like it, rip the souls from little girls, and from now till kingdom come, the only thing you can count on in your existence is never understanding why. You give me a kiss.
Brenda, pregnant with her first child, was paying a visit to her obstetrician's office. When the exam was over, she shyly began,
My husband wants me to ask you.
I know, the doctor said, placing a reassuring hand on her shoulder. I get asked that all the time. Sex is fine until late into the pregnancy.
Oh, no, that's not it at all,
Brenda confessed.
He wants to know if I can still mow the lawn.
adventure. Excitement. Jedi craves not these things.
Okay, we're winding down the show. We have one last segment for you, then we're going to tie it up. Hope you enjoy it. This goes out to the women of the world from a man who's had enough. Learn to work the toilet seat. If it's up, put it down. We need it up, you need it down. You don't hear us bitching about you leaving it down. All men see in only 16 colors. Peach, it's a fruit, not a color. If you're not going to dress like the Victoria's Secret girls, don't expect us to act like soap opera guys. If you think you're fat, you probably are. Don't ask us. We refuse to answer. Birthdays, Valentines, and anniversaries are not quests to see if we can find the perfect present yet again and again and again. If you ask a question you don't want an answer to, expect an answer you don't want to hear. Sometimes we're not thinking about you. Live with it. Don't ask us what we're thinking about unless you are prepared to discuss such topics as naval lint or the shotgun formation. Sunday, well, that equals sports. It's like the full moon or the changing of the tides. Just let it be. Shopping, that is not a sport. And no, we are never going to think of it as a sport. When we have to go somewhere, absolutely anything that you wear is fine. Really. You have enough clothes. You have too many shoes. Crying, that's blackmail. Ask for what you want. Let's be very clear on this. Hints don't work. Strong hints don't work. Really obvious hints don't work. Just say it. No, we don't know what day it is. We never will. Mark the anniversary on the calendar. Peeing standing up is much more difficult than sitting down. We're bound to miss some of the time. Most guys, we own 3 pairs of shoes. What makes you think that we'd be any good at choosing which pair out of 35 would look good with that dress? Yes and no are perfectly acceptable answers to almost every question. Come to us with a problem only if you want help solving it. That's what we do. Sympathy, that's what your girlfriends are for. Foreign films are best left to foreigners. Unless it's Bruce Lee or some war flick where it doesn't really matter what they're saying anyways. Check your oil. Anything we said 6 months ago is inadmissible in an argument. All comments become null and void after 7 days. If something we said could be interpreted 2 ways, and one of these ways makes you sad or angry, it was meant the other way. Let us ogle. We're going to do it anyways. It's genetic. You can either tell us to do something or tell us how to do something. Not both. If it itches, expect it to be scratched. Beer is as exciting for us as handbags are for you. And finally, if we ask what's wrong and you say nothing, we're going to act like nothing's wrong. We know you're lying, but it's just not worth the hassle.
I apologize for this unmanly display, Don Octavio.
And that brings to a close another edition of the Cancer Experience. Thanks for listening in tonight. I do apologize for taking so long to come out with this show, but I promise another new episode will be here next week for your listening pleasure. I'd like to thank Nick Nivian and Smiling Ben for sending in content, and of course, Scarlett for helping me out with the voice work. Tune in next week. Bye-bye.